I want to spend some time this morning more talking about what we talked about in big group last night. That you have never existed as a separate individual. That you've always been a vessel for deity. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 2.
Who?
Ephesians. It says it very clearly, but verse 1, and you hath he quickened. Quickened is a word that means made alive. Who were dead in trespasses and sins. Where in time past you walked, conducted your life, according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh, the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation, our manner of life in times past, in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. We walked according to the prince of the power of the air. And that was because of the fall. He was our God. You've always been that vessel for deity. There's no such thing as an independent self. And this is what they'll kill you and think they're doing God holy service about. Because everybody believes that they're an independent self. Even the modern church is teaching it. Now you walked according to the lust of the flesh and of the mind. The mind cannot be subject to the law of God because it's carnal. It's of the evil one. It's of the prince of the power of the air. It can't possibly be used. For anything that has to do with our God.
I wonder why he separated those, because the desires of the flesh would seem to include the desires of the mind as well.
Well, he's just making sure.
Okay.
We still sometimes think you can use our mind. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Why? Because whatsoever is not of faith is of the evil one. No exceptions. Anybody have any response? That's pretty strong.
Independent self. How do you describe that? What is an independent self?
You believe you're... You're just something in the universe operating independent of anything. Your whole mission is self-realization. Trying to do better, trying to achieve something.
The only part of what you're saying that bothers me is to say that it doesn't exist.
But it doesn't exist.
You say an independent self doesn't exist, or
I mean, right? It doesn't exist. There's no such thing as an independent self.
Oh, because you're either Christ or Satan.
Right. There's no in between.
Let's go to Genesis 3 and see if we can get it this time.
Well, let's review. We're looking at one scripture in chapter 2 of Genesis. Verse 8. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden. And there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of all life also in the midst of the garden. And the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And then down to verse 16. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. Die and you shall die. Now I'm going to go up to chapter 3, verse 1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them were both opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam, said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, who told thee that thou wast naked? Now, can you imagine Eve at this moment? Adam had been instructed to name the names. So he named the names of the animals and probably the trees. Once you name something, then there's a feeling and a knowledge that there is separation between the two entities. Do you understand what I'm saying? If we didn't have names, there wouldn't be any separation. So in order for Adam and Eve to have fallen, they had to first name the names. And that's an important concept. They were in a position of innocence, and they were to transform that innocence into holiness. By antagonism. So here is Eve. Now she understands that she is not free. She's an independent self. She's starting to see that, and she says, I want to be free. I want to be as God, knowing good and evil. And that, when she ate of the fruit, it permeated her being, and Adam the same, and it altered the universe. And so Jesus calls that being a son of the serpent. It's because now the serpent is your guide, is your God, is your life, is your being, is your mind. And you walk according to the prince of the power of the air. You conduct your life according to that basis. That's the limitation of that mystery. You walk according to the prince of the power of the air. Everything you do is according to the prince of the power of the air. Now even God, that's even God there, because he has to have that antagonism to create fellowship. But until you know that your mind is the evil one, is the instead of Christ, then you're going to continue to go back to use it, and you wonder why things are hidden, and when you wonder why, you forget. We think the reason we want to have an independent self is because it's a new, we believe it's a place of neutrality. And we love that area of gray, that twilight of neutrality. We don't see, and so if you see that if there's twilight, then there can be no zeal. Because there's gray area, and it's all right to be gray. What?
I'm just thinking about salvation. From that, what then man can do is call upon the Lord.
You, the only thing that you can do then is be at rest. You've entered the rest. There's no more labor. You're no longer walking according to the prince of the power of the air. But you, if you use your mind, you can call yourself a Christian all day, and you're still walking according to the prince of the power of the air. That's why Jesus said, I never knew you, ye workers of iniquity. Because the word iniquity, you're still self-seeking. Let's just see that Revelation. Let's look at Revelation a few times. Revelation, start in Revelation 12. Verse 7. And there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought against the dragon fought in his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth. His angels were cast out with him. Deceiveth the whole world. And then chapter 13, verse 3. And I saw one of his heads, as it were, wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wandered after the beast. You wander after the beast because you're wondering or being in awe of yourself. And verse 11. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb. And he spake as a dragon. And he exercised all the power of that first beast before him, and causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. Even though now he has two horns like a lamb, become a Christian or a religion of any kind, then still the dragon is still in control. The beast is still there. What's going on, John? No? All right, let's go to 1 Corinthians, chapter 6. First Corinthians chapter 6. Verse 14. And God hath both raised up the Lord and will also raise up also by his own power. Know you not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of a harlot? God forbid. What, know you not that he which is joined to a harlot is one body? For the two, she saith, shall be one flesh. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Now let's go to chapter 15 of 1 Corinthians. Verse 20. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept or that were dead. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. You're only a vessel of wrath or a vessel of mercy. You're only part of the bride or part of the whore. There's no neutral ground. Not for anyone on the face of the earth that has ever lived. No, if you must have the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ sees that he is your only self. But you emptied to the same degree that he did after his baptism. If you don't, then you're rebuilding the things that you destroyed and you make yourself a transgressor. And again, somehow we justify it because we think there is a neutral place. Let's go look at the most arrogant thing and statement in the Bible, I think. 1 John chapter 4. Verse 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist. We have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. You are of God, little children, and overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Verse 6, there's no more arrogant phrase in the Bible, except for the words of Christ, but his arrogance was justified. The question is, do we believe that? Where are you walking? Are you walking according to the prince of the power of the air? Are you walking according to the mind of Christ, the emptiness? If you're still walking according to the prince of the power of the air, then you are fulfilling the lust of the flesh and of the mind. Can you see why the mind can't be used as regarding the trial of faith that we've talked about so often? The mind isn't anything to do with faith. It's the mind is to do with the evil one. You can't have a trial of faith by using the evil one. All right. Let's go to one more now, real quick. Colossians 1. Verse 20. Well, that's verse 12. Verse 19. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. By him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. And you, that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled. You were before enemies because of the work, any work, but now you've been reconciled through his death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. If you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which you have heard and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven. Bride or whore, vessel of wrath, vessel of mercy. There's no in between. What, Gary?
I was absorbing that. I had a question come up last night. There was some conversation about other religions and the gospel, and it's, you know, this is real clear that it's Jesus Christ. There's no other way. He is without that revelation, etc. There's no connection with God. And I guess that I kind of go in and out on that. Sometimes I see it clear and it's not a problem, but it was kind of a problem last night for me. How other religions line up with teachings of Christ. And
well, again, remember, in many separate ways, in many separate revelations to many different people, a portion of the truth has been revealed. But now, the fullness of the truth is revealed in the Son. It's no longer what you do or don't do, but that revelation, there's one chance. who, you know, one scripture. 1 Peter. Chapter 4. Verse 5. Who shall give account to him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead? For this cause was, is, will be the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the spirit. The end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer.
Yeah, so we can't.
It's not our business.
Look at a particular cross section of somebody's life and really say anything.
No. All we can say is what we know, what we live. We can't.
Well, the book's pretty clear. It says.
Huh?
The book says pretty clear. But you're saying because we're not to judge, we don't worry about it.
Well, it's saying that Christ is preaching to them that are dead. So we can't, it's not our business what anybody else does. Or does it. We can't know.
The book's clear about the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. I mean, that was for our sakes. We have a question whether we should be a Buddhist or believe in Christ. I mean, that's clear to us. But not as far as judging a person who claims to be a Buddhist or claims to be anything.
No, there's all kinds of reports now of people, independent of in the Middle East, the Arabs, they're having dreams about Jesus and becoming believers. And because Jesus is all over the Talmud, it's Issy in the Talmud, but it's he's just one of the prophets according to their beliefs, but. Again, it's God's business. It's not our business to say whether anyone is going to hell or heaven or whatever. That's not our business. But do I think there's other religions have merit? Probably not.
I think part of the effect is when you see some of the other religions, Indian perhaps, or who cares, it's the devotees are very taken and worshipful, and it's kind of attractive. There's something attractive about it.
Yeah, it's all great. But it all returns to worshiping or the revelation of self.
See,
every religion.
That's the conclusion that's disturbing.
That's why.
Because if they're worshiping self, they're not in line with the teachings that we're talking about.
That's right. And that's what, and again, but so much of Christianity is worshiping self.
As practiced.
Right, that's what they do. Yeah. They use the name of Christ for self-seeking, improving their life. I mean, that's just another, I mean, it's not, that. What, that's why what people say or what you call yourself is, it doesn't matter. God sees your heart. What's the religion in the midnight hour? That's what counts. Not this outward stuff, no matter how many times you come to Bible study. It doesn't matter. You can memorize the Bible. It doesn't matter.
It's like you were saying earlier, you know, in that day many will come saying, we did great works in your name.
Yeah.
Cast out demons.
But it's a huge deal. I mean, these aren't light matters. Every one of us have believed that we are independent selves working towards some goal. That was our walk. That was our life. But it wasn't. You're not. You weren't. Now, for me, all those other things like all of the, even some witchcraft and all of the mystical stuff of Collier and Madame Guillon and all kinds of other, all those were necessary to see, because I pushed everything that I could think of to the end. And you know, yoga and everything that I did. It's just a puff of smoke and compared to his revelation. But if you're worshiping, if all this is going on in your mind, then like, sure, well, there's many ways to God. All right, take a big guy.